All right, here we are, and we're talking with three beautiful young ladies, and we're talking about the bazaar bra section. Now, in the bazaar bra, we've got the model.
Kia ora. Is that you? That's me. I'm Ruby and Rehana.
And who's this one?
Who are you?
I'm just a breastfeeding kaimahi for up Tai Tokoro.
Kia ora, I'm Pat Dargaville from Hokianga.
Ooh, from Hokianga, see? Okay, now, tell us a little bit about your creation and how it all came about.
Kia ora, Dion. I'm modelling the lily pad, and it came about, I went into Empire Street Mart and I saw two lily pads and I liked them.
That's like Adam and Eve type.
Kind of, but not really. I just like the green lily pad, that all. That's all
right, all. So with the bazaar bra section, yes. Is it just a bra or do you have something else that goes and complements the bra?
We definitely want to have some more bits down the bottom, Dion. I'm wearing a lava type thing here, so.
Can I say that's a big lily pad down there?
Yes, I have got a big lily pad,
I did see a write-up, and I saw pad and something else. I thought, ooh, okay.
You better have some funny things to say about my lily pads when I'm walking up the catwalk, Dion.
We know you're going to be hot. Okay, so what about you?
About a few weeks ago, we recently held a Mardi Bra festival in Kaitaia, and then we were approached by Alania to present our bras at this show, Wearable Arts. And so we just got together as a team and said, okay, let's go for it, girls. And that's what we've done. We've brought all our bras in and got our models, and they're all, majority of them, all Māori, eh?
Yep.
And some young girls, and yeah, we're here to have some fun.
So what we're going to see tonight is a selection of bras, is that correct?
Yes.
And how are you connected with this one?
I'm connected. I also support breastfeeding Aotearoa, and my bra today would be it's full of studs and feathers, and I will be my studs. You know, it's the studs go in all directions, depicting. You know, women go in all directions. They come in all shapes and sizes. And women need to take care of themselves and be beautiful with their bodies.
Wow, there you go. That's a good message. Hey, good. Mine's all in different directions, but I have a little bit of a cup there. Do you think maybe I can?
Actually, you'd look good in the orange and black bra, Dion.
Oh, thank you. So you are you in the orange and black section as well with this, or is it just one whole?
Well, we did have an entry into orange and black with Malvis, isn't it?
Yes, but due to the stage, you know, like it wasn't just culture.
The category. Done away with the categories.
The category.
And so we're all coming on. So,
so it's open. It's an open category.
We've got about nine bras.
Yeah. Well, there you go. See, nine bras.
So some of us will be demonstrating two bras as well, or maybe more.
You got two or just one?
I've got two.
Oh, greedy.
Yeah.
Well, all the best, ladies, tonight, and thank you very much for talking to us. All right. Have a good day. All right. You're welcome. See, that's the bra section. They got nine bras in there. Times that by two, that's 18 looks, mate. 18. Oh, don't follow me. Kia ora, everybody. We're here at the Wearable Arts. It's a competition, isn't it, Maxine?
Yes.
Wearable Arts competition. And we're talking with Maxine Wild. And she's one of the creators of a couple. You got a couple outfits in, right? Let's talk about the first one. What's the first section you want to talk about?
Well, it's the trash or recycled section. And it's actually an outfit made out of coffee bean bags. And I thought of this because I went to my favourite cafe and they actually have the bags framed on their wall. And so I decided it would make a nice costume for someone to wear.
So the coffee beans, are they just of one brand or you got several brands in there?
No, brands on it, but I'm emphasising the New Zealand.
Oh,
the
New Zealand brands. So different colours as well on that?
Well, the bags have got colours on, but I've actually added a few things onto them. Mm-hmm. And Ram, who works at the cafe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's Gecko. You can say Gecko.
She's going to be.
We're going there all the time for coffee. Yeah. So you're going to be wearing that?
Yes.
Have you tried it on?
Yes, it's amazing.
Is it itchy?
No, not so. You'd think, but no.
Is it something you'll wear out?
to a Werewolf Art Show, yes.
Wow, we'll be looking forward to seeing you tonight. And okay, your second outfit?
This is Shannon. She's wearing a dress in the orange and black, and it's, well, I don't really want to say too much about it, okay. But it's type of Spanish type.
But it's orange and black.
It's orange and black. That's, okay. That's the section it's in.
And yeah. What sort of materials are we looking there?
Like? Well, that's in a stretch lycra type fabric.
Oh, yeah, I look good in lycra. And what's your name?
Shannon.
Okay, so we'll be watching you tonight as well. All right, well, best of luck to all of you, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
No, thank you. Jay Barry, featuring Shaba.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, another round of applause, please, for Alanya Espy. Dancing to that ever-popular track of the Gypsy Kings, Arriba Arriba Chumut Tomacha Wawa. Hope you enjoyed that one. Right, we're in for a good show tonight, and I've seen a few creations, and I've seen a few designs, and they all make them extra large, too, which is really good. So you'll be looking forward to that. First of all, let me introduce myself. I'm Dion Hobson, and I'll be looking after you for the rest of the night. And also looking after our designers, and also keeping a close eye, and that's our judges. Let's introduce Nikita Shine. And Nikita Shine is a local girl who has always had a passion for the creative arts. She competed in 6 consecutive years in the BPW Art to Wear competition. Completed a Bachelor in Fine Art, majoring in Fashion Design at Whitecliff College, or Art and Design. So that's Nikita Shine down there. Another beautiful woman, one of our judges, and for many years, Lisa Vinak Tracy. For many years, Lisa Vinak Tracy has been part of Wearable Arts as a organizer, as well as entering garments herself and receiving top placing for them all. Memorable entry was titled Fizzy Lizzy. Fizzy Lizzy, made from cans of Sprite. Ooh, you're a diabetic's nightmare. Made of cans of Sprite, which clinked and clanked when you walked. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Lisa Venac Tracy. Our next judge, ladies and gentlemen, is Monty Knight. And we all know Monty Knight, Kaitaia born and educated, has had a multi-career, including an entrepreneur in the entertainment industry in the 1960s right through into the 80s, and also a music shop owner and appliance retailer. Monty is the present, at present the managing director of Knights the Jewelers in Kaitaia and is founder of the award-winning Okahu Estate Vineyard. Monty was inducted into the Northland Westpac Business Hall of Fame in 2010 and is currently the Northland Regional Council Te Hiku Ward Councillor. Ladies and gentlemen, Monty Knight. Moving on to our final judge this evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we're talking about Mr. Calvin Davis, MP. Widely regarded as one of widely regarded as one of the nicest blokes to become a politician, he's been through a bit of a rebirth since being elected Te Taita Piro in 2014. Walking the length of his electorate earlier this year, calling out sexual violence offenders. He has only landed back on New Zealand turf after making a tour of detainee centres in Australia and also Christmas Island, giving his support to the men held there. Calvin's on the caucus from front bench and is spokesman for police and corrections and holds associate portfolios for justice, education and regional development. Ladies and gentlemen, Calvin Davis. Thank you to our judges, and I am sure you will be impressed by the high standards you will witness across the categories. It's not going to be easy to pick the winners. And we have a great selection of prizes tonight as well. So many thanks to our sponsors. Without the sponsors, things just don't happen overnight.
Supporting local content so you can see more of New Zealand On Air.